Hey, welcome to this week's episode. I apologize, I'm running a little bit behind. This Prego brain keeps forgetting to record episodes. I tell ya, it's a thing. It's not very fun, especially when you're very, very bubbly and have a fishbowl brain as it is. Oh, it's been a joy, but I'm so excited. Anyway, so this week on the podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit about boundaries in business because this is something that has recently been coming up in my life very strongly, and I just realized how much growth I've had as a business owner in this area. So I wanted to just quickly talk about that today because especially as online entrepreneurs, our buttons get pushed a lot. There is always people who are going to be pushing your buttons, who are going to be trying to, you know, get discounts, trying to get things for free, trying to pick your brain. And if you are a coach especially, then you know exactly where I'm coming from. You have been through it. You may be going through it right now. And I want you to know that you can handle it. You can handle it. You know exactly how you want to handle it. And it's time to push past the fear and push past that lack of belief that you can handle the situation, because the outcome on how you're going to go through this situation is dependent on how you feel about what you're capable of handling. So to give you some examples, just like through my business experience, and I mean, I've been an online entrepreneur for like years now, like going on, I don't know, nine years. I don't even know anymore. It's a number. It's up there. But I experienced this a lot, especially when I did not quite have my confidence built up yet, where I just let people walk all over me. I accepted clients that I did not want to work with per se, but I really needed the money. I gave people constant business advice for free and coaching for free because I really wanted them as clients. And I felt like if I said no to them, you know, sorry, I need to respect my boundaries with my paying clients. I can't do this for you for free, but here is my link to book a call. I would love to chat with you about this. I did not have the confidence and the abilities quite yet in my business to be able to do that, but now I do. So I want to kind of share a little bit about my experience around that with you today, because I feel like this is a really hot topic, especially as you're just starting to grow a business. It's something that you really learn and you're emotional intelligence grows with you as you are expanding as a human being and who God created you to be. So I want you first off to know, one, God does not put you through anything that He has not properly equipped you to handle. He will equip you and He will qualify you. If you are in a situation, you are 100% capable of handling it. It is whether you believe you are capable to handle it. So let's just throw that out there. And then the other thing, number two, is who we are today is not who we're going to be tomorrow. Our experiences today are shaping and molding us into the person that we're meant to be tomorrow. So if you are going through certain situations in your business, if you notice a pattern and they keep coming up and you just keep seeing those same patterns within your clients, within your life, within your business, within your conversations, within your calls, be aware of that. Take a step back and notice what is happening and if you see a pattern that keeps going on in those situations. And notice it. And once you've noticed it, give yourself that permission to shift it. How do you want that to actually be going? Do you enjoy working with those clients who need you 24/7, who message you at all hours of the day, and then get mad at you when you don't respond? You're reading their messages and they get mad at you that you're not responding. Do you enjoy working with those clients? No? Then shift that. Who do you want to work with? Because it is your business and you get to choose who you want to work with. You get the opportunity as a business owner to deny clients that fill out your application. And that's why I have an application in my business so that I can pre-screen my clients before I choose to work with them. Because I want to have an enjoyable experience as much as you want to have an enjoyable experience. And if we don't work well together, well then, what do you think's going to happen? So, I mean, I just want you to know that you can set those boundaries in who you are as a business owner, how you conduct your business, who you conduct your business with, you know, what hours you're working, when you respond to messages, how you respond to messages. If, you know, someone messages you and asks you for free business advice, you have the power within you to tell them no. And some people are going to get really upset with you at first, because if you have not set that boundary with them to begin with, then it's going to be a little bit of a shocker to them, but that is okay. You are setting your boundaries. You are owning your confidence. You are claiming your power in who you are in those situations. And when you can take a step back and go, you know what? I don't really feel like doing this. I don't like doing this. I don't like how this connection has played out. This person is always wanting free stuff and they keep saying that they're going to sign up, but they never do. And they just keep, you know, getting free. That's what podcasts are for. That's what webinar trainings are for. That's what online trainings are for. That's what ebooks are for. That's what all of your free resources are for. Use those to your advantage. Find those clients that are willing to pay for your services. Find those clients that maybe they're not quite ready to pay for your services. That's okay. That's fine. Maybe they're not for you. But if they are for you, tell them, you know what? That's totally okay with me. You know, I feel like this resource will be very beneficial for you. Here you go. And send them the link to whatever that free resource is. You don't always have to be feeling like, pardon my language, but feeling like shit in your business because you always have people walking all over you. Set those boundaries. Figure out what those boundaries are. Is it someone you work with? Is it the hours that you work? Is it how you respond? Is it how much, you know, free? Because our time is valuable. How much time are you giving away for free? As a business owner, like, you should be no different than seeing a lawyer. They charge just to talk to them. You have a conversation with them, you get an invoice. It should be the same in your business. If you honor who you are and honor your prices and honor that you are an expert in your field, set those boundaries. Once you have those boundaries set, you're going to feel so much weight lifted off of your shoulders. You are going to have so much more freedom. You're going to have so much more time. Set those boundaries and know that there's going to be people that are not going to be okay with it, especially if they've been with you for a lot of your journey, but that is okay. As we grow, as we expand, as we scale, there's going to be people that in our journey that come and go. There's going to be people that stay with us the whole time. Same with in your life and with your relationships and your personal life. People come and go as you grow. People don't like when you grow beyond them and they can no longer push your buttons. People don't like when they've been getting something for you and you didn't have those boundaries set. And now all of a sudden you do. They don't like that. Be okay with that and know that it's going to happen. It's always going to happen. There's always going to be things that's going to be growing and expanding you as a human being and as a business owner. And once you are able to overcome those situations, you're going to get better at it. And you're going to get better and better and better. And I, in my years and years and years as an entrepreneur, I have learned so much with setting my boundaries. And now I use my voice any chance I have. If I have something on my mind that something does not feel right, I speak my mind and I say it with confidence. I say it with confidence and I say it strong. I say it proud. And I think it's time that you use that voice. You use that beautiful voice that God gave you. you step up, own your confidence, set your boundaries, become that leader that God created you to be, and know that you are being divinely supported as you're going through this journey, and He's never, ever going to put you through anything that you cannot handle. God has equipped you. He has qualified you in every situation that you are going through right now in this exact moment. You can handle it. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me! This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.